This is Rhonda K. Bush. I am from Traverse City, and I am running for Traverse City Area Public Schools School Board.
And why are you running for the board?
TCAPS, the public schools, have given me a 25-year unbelievable career spent in the classroom leading children. I retired a year ago June, and I believe I want to take care of more children. I want to go further. I want to lend my knowledge and my expertise to leading the district. I believe I have a contribution yet to make.
What do you think separates you from the other candidates who are running?
My knowledge and expertise in the classroom, my willingness to ask the bigger questions, my willingness to dig deeper and become informed, my willingness to not accept mediocre or status quo, my willingness to recognize that we're good, but we can be better. My willingness to dig deeper, and if our scores, our achievement scores are going up, we need to look closely at why that's happening so we can continue that trend.
So how do you think the board has been doing in the past few years?
Specifically, in the last 18 months to 2 years, I'm disappointed on two levels. I'm disappointed in how they responded to the situation with our superintendent, with the fact that 26 out of 31 of our principals took a vote of no confidence. I'm disappointed that there wasn't a consequence for something that happened. In the investigative report, there was a lot of talk. There was a lot that went on there. I'm disappointed in how our board handled that situation. I'm also disappointed that in the last 18 months to 2 years, there's not been a lengthy, valuable, positive conversation about our student achievement.
So let's talk a bit about those allegations. They were put forward by the TCAA, which is a group of principals and assistant principals, and they were allegations of bullying, gender-based discrimination. And as you mentioned, there were investigations, third-party investigations that found that Paul Soma was not guilty of gender-based discrimination. And I'm wondering if you were elected to the board, you would be one of Paul Soma's bosses, Superintendent Soma's bosses, and how would you have handled that situation?
After the investigative report was released, there was no evidence to support gender bias. However, our superintendent was equally harassing to both genders. At that point, there should have been, first, a consequence put in place. As to some consequence for that behavior. Where there's smoke, there's usually some sort of fire. From that point on, I would like to have seen the board, and if I were on the board, put in place a set of expectations and goals and benchmarks before moving forward. Okay, here's our consequence. But now we're going to put this behind us. Here are our goals. These are our goals. This is our vision. Here are our expectations. And by what benchmarks are we going to use to measure the superintendent's progress and growth?
And I think the board would say they've done that with the current evaluation process, which is a new evaluation process.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They would say that. I think there are still many gray areas in that progress report, in that evaluative report. I would want it to be clearer, more concrete, and black and white.
And what ended up happening was he got a 3-year contract and a raise. What consequence would you maybe have preferred to see?
I struggle with the 3-year contract. I think as a community member, as a former employee of TCAPS and a current parent of a student at TCAPS, I think a 1-year contract, I would like to have seen some conversation around a 1-year contract, not a 3-year, kind of a test. As a teacher in the classroom, we have long-term contracts, but we get evaluated every year, and every year we have a clear, concise model that we follow, and then that evaluation comes around in a year.
The board has had to make some difficult decisions in the past few years in order to balance the budget. They've closed elementary schools, 2 of which you used to work at, Interlochen mm-hmm. Community School and Old Mission Peninsula School, mm-hmm. which is now a charter school. And they also dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program. Those are just a couple decisions the board had to make. If you were on the board in a situation where money needed to be saved or the budget needed to be balanced, how would you approach that?
Well, first of all, I would make sure that I was completely and unequivocally informed about every aspect of the budget. I would want to make sure I was unequivocally informed accurately with transparency of that budget and make sure it was clear and valid. I would make sure we have, before even considering budget cuts, that we have our priorities in line, that we know what our priority is. And by budget cuts, how do those budget cuts affect our long-term vision and our long-term goal, hence our priorities? I think information and transparency is key.
Do you think that hasn't been the case?
I believe there have been some misrepresentations of facts.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
With my knowledge and my expertise and my willingness to collaborate at all levels, I take a position, I have conversations, I try to be informed as I possibly can, and I push deeper to really understand. My willingness to communicate and collaborate with people will make me the best board member and one of five of the best choices for TCAP school board going forward.
Rhonda Bush, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Morgan.